Treasure State, Cassie Duell, Book 3, written by CJ Box and read by Christina Delane.
Private investigator J.D. Spengler of Tampa Bay, Florida, was taking the highway exit from I-90 West onto Montana State Highway 1 when he was blinded by the setting sun, and he ran over something big enough on the road that he nearly lost control of his rental car. Thump, thump. It happened in the late spring evening, just as the fireball of a sun started to slip behind the mountains. The sun ballooned as it did so, and he'd reached up and lowered the visor so he wouldn't have to stare right into it. That's when he glimpsed something dark and bulbous appear right in front of him on the asphalt. Thump, thump. Spengler eased off to the shoulder of the highway while applying the brake. Delineator posts shot by the passenger window as he decelerated, and one clipped the outside mirror, but not hard enough to break the glass. He came to a stop and took a deep gulp of air. He felt a wave of prickly sweat wash through his scalp and crotch. His heart raced and his breath was shallow. A quick glance at the rearview mirror revealed the dark lump behind him on the road. It was too small to be human, for which he was immediately grateful. It was some kind of animal. He hoped it was wild and wasn't a loose dog that belonged to a local. Whatever it wasn't moving. There were crumbs from on-the-go fast food meals on his lap, and J.D. Spengler brushed them off with his hand before he released the seatbelt latch. He didn't like living in a car, but it was too often part of the job. Because of that, he was careful to keep the car as clean as he could and not clutter it up. The rental guys appreciated that, but he didn't do it for them. He did it for himself, because he didn't like to think of himself as a pig. He wished he didn't look so much like one with his huge belly, thick limbs, round face, and upturned nose. He knew what people thought when they met him. He'd heard it all his life. He'd once heard a client describe him as having porcine features. That stung. Spengler grunted aloud as he pushed the door open. He was stiff from being behind the wheel the entire day. He was too fat, he knew that, and he was uncomfortable. Every movement seemed to hurt these days. The car was cramped as well. He'd need to talk to his employer yet again about springing for a roomier SUV if she was going to continue to send him to places like this. As it was, Spengler drove a shadow gray 2021 Chevrolet Malibu four-door with Idaho plates. It was the most boring car on the highway, he thought. The only advantage to the rental was its absolute anonymity. He wished the rental had local Montana plates with their "The Treasure State" nickname, so he would be able to blend in even further. Instead, he was stuck with "Famous Potatoes,"